Andy Sarde from Engineering the Tanacan. We're here. So tell us a little bit about what you've shown us here today and some of the new bike infrastructure that's recently been installed in town.
Well, these are a few of the what I would consider more important projects that we have that are designed to reduce conflicts and to make the infrastructure safety for all the people out on the roads.
This is a long-term project that you guys have been doing just to help spread cycling culture in the Bow Valley and make it easier for people to get around.
Our community and council have been supporting cycle initiatives for quite a number of years, and this is really all of that vision and forethought coming to fruition, and we're really starting to see a shift now where people are getting out and walking and cycling and starting to pay dividends.
I think one of the most noticeable things is the what are they called, sharrows, where it's got a picture of a bike and a couple of arrows. Say you've got those on Main Street, what do those actually mean?
Indicating that it's a shared lane and that's the preferred spot where cyclists should be riding, and the intent there is to put them in areas where they're outside of the conflict with parked cars and the door swing, and to indicate to vehicles where they can safely pass and not pass.
Something that's been a lot in the news in Calgary this summer, the new dedicated bike lanes there with the new dedicated bike lights. Is that something you're working towards? Is that something this town could support?
Absolutely, and not only can we support it, but it's going to be essential. We've got all the drive lanes out there that we're ever going to have just by the lay of the land and the crossings we have. So where do we get growth and manage the growth in tourism and local use? And that has to come through initiatives like transit and dedicated bike lanes.
What's missing? What are some of the connections you're going to be working on next year?
We have a wonderful pathway network. What we need is to create those protected bike areas on the main arterial road. So we're going to be looking at the Nordic Center connection from the town center, Railway Avenue. Work started on Bow Valley Trail, creating bicycle lanes. Really arterial roads, giving safe and comfortable places for people to get off of the sidewalks and paths and into those thoroughfares.
Are you hoping that some of this new infrastructure will promote respecting the rules of the road for both cyclists and drivers?
Absolutely. It's imperative that people understand and communicate with one another what they're doing. And the big thing is not necessarily following the rules of the road, but that people are predictable and everybody knows what everybody else is doing. That's what makes it safe. And so this delineates where people should be, how they should be using the infrastructure, and it makes it clearer to one another and avoids conflicts.
Andy Sarte, Town of Canmore, thanks for the little tour here today.
You're welcome. Thank you.